Yeah, thanks, Bernard. A very good afternoon and welcome to our continued coverage of the final day of the Irish Legends here at Rossapenna Golf Resort, Hotel and Golf Resort, hosted, of course, by the main man, Mr. Paul McGinley, and a fine host he has been throughout the course of this weekend. Conditions are absolutely brilliant here now at Rossapenna. There's hardly a breath in the air, and the sun is shining, and the temperatures are starting to heat up. And I can tell you, at the head of the leaderboard, things are starting to heat up as well, because the man that had a three-shot advantage going into the final round, Wales' Philip Price, he's plus two for today. He's had a double bogey in the front nine, which means he's dropped a couple of shots. He goes to 11 under, and Paul Streeter is now closing in just a shot back on 10 under. Thomas Bjorn continues to sit level par for his round on the opening nine. He's nine under, just two off the pace. But one of the men on the move today, and the best score so far on the opening nine, is England's Peter Wilson. Through seven holes, he's four under and is now just a three off the pace at eight under par. And Paul Laurie, who was in contention, sitting four off the pace, he's still in contention now despite his three over in the opening five holes. He bogeyed the first and the second. Not the best of starts for the former Open champion. But he's at six under. He's five off the pace. Sitting alongside him on six under is Gary Wolstenholme. And in between Wilson and the group of Laurie, we've got Roger Chapman as well. Three under for today, seven under. And Ewan McIntosh, two under for today at seven under. So certainly there are some of the players starting to make a move on the final day, and they're going to make things very, very interesting indeed. Dennis Kerwin continues to join us in our broadcast unit here outside the pavilion at Rossapenna. We were out watching a bit of the action a short time ago, Dennis, and before we talk about the leader, conditions are just brilliant here. You were very, very impressed. You've seen Rossapenna in all its glory this morning, so you have.
Certainly have, Oisin. It's spectacular. I mean, the place looks absolutely a picture with the sunshine. And, you know, Philip Price, as you say, started off nice and steady this morning. He parred his first three holes. We followed him for those three holes, and he looked fairly assured. But you know, it's very difficult always to get over the line on the final day of a tournament. And he's just had a little wobble. He had a double bogey six on the par four fourth hole, and that has certainly opened up the tournament. Thomas Bjorn, as we speak, has just added a birdie on the sixth, and that moves Thomas Bjorn now to within a shot of the lead. He's alongside Paul Streeter. He's level par through four on 10 holes, as you say, Oisin. But it's certainly game on. Philip Price now just probably needs to steady the ship and make a birdie or two to put a bit of daylight between himself and the field once again. But it's Thomas Bjorn who's looking like the man who could possibly lift this title, and he certainly was one of the tournament favourites, and it'd be no big surprise if he did so.
Are you better being out in front at this stage, or are you better being the chaser?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm just glad I'm not out there at all, I have to say. I was never the greatest of golfers with a card in my hand when it mattered. But in fairness, I think, you know, Philip Price went out there. He had a three-shot lead. He was the man to be shot at. Sometimes you're better off coming from behind. I mean, Peter Wilson, as you say, he started off this morning nine shots behind Philip Price. And all of a sudden, before he reaches the turn, he's only three behind and with a chance of winning this tournament. So sometimes it's better to creep up from behind rather than having to hold on to the lead out front. But you know, in fairness, Bjorn to me now looks the man most likely to win this event.
Okay, thanks, Dennis. Let's go to the amateur individual competition, part of course of the celebrity series here at Rossapenna on the Irish Legends. We've got new leaders Gary Ross and former rugby star David Humphreys are on 78 points, and Ross through 14 and 7 holes, and Humphreys has scored 13 points through 7 holes, and they lead by just a single point. The overnight leader Clem McCluskey has 77 at the moment. Jimmy Nesbitt, we know him well, of course, from Cold Feet. He's an actor, he's a huge golf fan, so he is, and he continues to play several pro-ams here in Ireland and of course across the water, and he's part of the weekend, the amateur individual series. He had a score of 66 points after the first two rounds, which put him into second going into the final round today. Dennis caught up with him as he left the pavilion here and was heading for the first tee, and he certainly has enjoyed his experience both on the course and off it in the Downings area this weekend.
No, it's fabulous. I mean, I come over from Portrush. I live in Portrush half the year and London the other half, but it's been a rather hectic, relaxing frantic 3 days. This event is something I haven't done before, but what's great about this is you play with pros. I mean, I'm bizarrely in the extraordinary position of lying second before the final round, so I'm playing with Thomas Bjorn, the volcano that is Thomas Bjorn, and Paul Lowry today. But it's a tricky balance between the golf and the social, and so far the social is winning, so I'm not necessarily looking forward to their reaction to my swing on the first tee.
It's brilliant. Jimmy Nesbitt sitting sixth, tied for sixth now. He's dropped down the leaderboard in the amateurs. He's currently got 75 points and he's scored 9 through his opening 6 holes. We're checking Mr. Daniel O'Donnell flying the flag for Donegal, and he is through 8 of his final round. They started on the 10th. Daniel scoring 13 points, a respectable 13 points today on the final round to sit on a total of 60. But it's Ross, Humphreys, and now Killian McGinley has joined them. A three-way tie at the top of the amateurs on 78 points. And at the head of the field with the professionals on the final day of the Irish Legends. Couple of big hitters in the mix. Philip Price still leads. He's plus 2 through 4 on 11 under. But there's a group chasing behind, led by Ryder Cup captain Thomas Bjorn and Paul Streeter, both sitting at 10 under. And don't rule out Peter Wilson just yet. He's played 7 of his opening 9 holes, 3 off the pace, 4 under for today. But Price is still the man to catch. We'll be back with more after the 2 o'clock news.